This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, a legendary performer of Afro-Caribbean music returns to the rootsy sound of his classic hits. A friend of our show releases a transcendental album of Latin rock, and a female duo from Argentina experiments with poetry and texture. Yes, it's a new music episode today at the Latin Alternative, and I gotta tell you, Josh, I'm already in love with 2018.
Yes, Ernesto, I think we've remarked on this in a few earlier episodes this year that 2018 just seems to be off to a much stronger start than the last year or two in terms of new Latin alternative music. And of course, one of my favorite newer groups is the Uruguayan indie rock band Sante Les Ami. They actually just joined us in the last episode for a special interview and to showcase some of the new songs on their latest album, Como Animales, and this is a song that is just regularly stuck in my head. I find myself just walking around my house actually singing the lyrics sometimes. This is a very percussive indie rock track called El Beat, and this is a band, Sante Les Ami. They've opened shows in Latin America for bands like Franz Ferdinand and Foles, and I think you'll hear why. Let's take a listen. Sante Les Ami, El Beat, from the album Como Animales.
Thank you. and not much action. Oh, you won't be getting a reaction. No, not this way. No, let's stop what we're doing. Let your face face mine. Let's stop what we're doing. Let your face face mine. Let your face face mine. Show me that you want me. Show me that you want me.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to new music. And opening the show, Josh, we heard Santa Les Amis from Uruguay with the album Como Animales. And right after that, we just heard the band Complicated Animals. So it's definitely a jungle out there. Lots of animals today. This was Show Me, the brand new single by Complicated Animals. Now Los Angeles based. I'm very happy about that. This is the duo formed by Brazilian singer Monica da Silva and multi-instrumentalist and producer Chad Alger. I really love the music that they make together. This was Show Me with a lot of 80s stuff, some great keyboard lines. In fact, they used for the entire track only one synthesizer that I understand they found in an old closet, and all the sounds, all the keyboard sounds on that were produced with the one synthesizer. And they also shot a little video. It's low budget but tons of fun. So Josh, you should definitely check it out by Complicated Animals.
Yes, I dug that song, Ernesto. And now we're going to check out a song from Adán Jodorowsky. He's actually the son of the famous Chilean-French filmmaker Alejandro Jodorowsky. And Adán has carved out a nice little career as an indie pop rock artist. And I'm really loving this song. It's his latest single called Vagabundos de Otro Mundo, or Vagabonds from Another World. And it features guest vocals from León Larregui, the lead singer of the multi-platinum Mexican rock band Zoé. So let's take a listen from Adán Jodorowsky. This is Vagabundos de Otro Mundo. Es una ilusión.
repartirlo el mayor placer. Doy la vida en cada momento que estoy aquí. Me alimento de risas y verte contenta. Te abrazo para siempre.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
El punto final de una emoción marca la hora. Fue una obsesión quererte más tan a deshoras. No puedo encontrar el antifaz, mala memoria. Fue una obsesión besarte más con poca ropa. Thank you.
dame una hora para poderte ver, dame un minuto para sentirme bien, dame un segundo y estar contigo bien. Dame una hora para poderte ver, dame un minuto para sentirme bien, dame un segundo y estar contigo bien. Dame una hora para poderte ver, dame un minuto para sentirme bien, dame un segundo y estar contigo bien. Dame una hora para poderte ver, dame un minuto para sentirme bien, dame un segundo y estar contigo bien. Dame una hora para poderte ver, dame un minuto para sentirme bien, dame un segundo y estar contigo bien. Dame una hora para poderte ver, dame un minuto para sentirme bien, dame un segundo y estar contigo bien. Y el tiempo fue una ilusión, la noche fue salvaje, tu cuerpo fue mi perdición, una visión salvaje. Y el tiempo fue una ilusión, la noche fue salvaje, tu cuerpo fue mi perdición, una visión salvaje.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from Mexico City. We just heard the indie rock band Centaurus and the track El Punto Final. And, you know, Ernesto, this is a band, Centaurus, that I really loved their last album they put out in 2014. And I was kind of like, where did they go? So I was very happy when their publicist reached out to me about some new music. They're an interesting group that mixes indie rock with, you know, synthy sounds, but also quite a bit of, you know, native Mexican instrumentation.
And the same thing about A Happy Return can be said about the band The Cruz. I feel a little bad about this, Josh, because this is a record that they sent me. They sent me the CD in one of those little sort of sleeves, and it got lost. It got lost, shuffled in all my papers. I was doing taxes, and then I discovered that The Cruz from last year, which is sort of relatively new. And I didn't want to leave this behind because it's such a great album. Sort of a school of thought that merges sultry Brazilian female vocalists with a European producer. There are many bands like that, including Zuko 103. You could say the entire Six Degrees Records label for a while sort of favor that premise intensely. This is exactly the same what Da Cruz does with the vocals of Mariana Da Cruz. I'm going to listen to sort of, this is not like a single of the of their new album Eco do Futuro. This is like a what you would call a like a deep album track that I discovered and I really, really like. I hope you like it too. This is Da Cruz with Visitar America.
Chegar. Hey!
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Vivo sin ataduras, aunque vivo a duras penas. Tengo miedo a las alturas, la fama marea. ¿Qué es lo que te choca de mí? Yo siempre ando low-key. Observe ese hate en ti que hace que tu visión se bloquea. Ideas mi mente bombardea, la esperanza tambalea. La fe me pone de pie en el mundo de afuera. No sobrevive cualquiera, suerte de seguir aquí. En la jungla de asfalto, poniendo mi voz en lo alto, causando un impacto. Soy la gota que derramó el vaso. No me tumbó ni un fracaso. Subimos paso a paso. Ya no puedes ignorarlo. Soy la gota que derramó el vaso. No me tumbó ni un fracaso. Subimos paso a paso. Y no puedes evitarlo. Se tambalea, todo se tambalea.
Soy la gota que derramó el vaso y se chorrea.
Todo se tambalea, todo se tambalea. En el universo no hay coincidencia. No entiendo por qué tú ves la diferencia. Tú creas la guerra y yo resistencia. Culpable hasta demostrar mi inocencia. Religiones que buscan penitencia de aquel que se opone a lo que ellos imponen. Hay miedo que existan otras opciones porque el corazón no entiende de razón. Pasar cuestionarme, apuntarme un dedo. Ligera me muevo, no me importa un bledo. Hago lo que quiero en estilo sexedo. Tu dinero, mi arte es primero. Tu dinero, mi estilo es sincero. Empezamos de cero. Tú me hiciste de menos ayer, pero yo me aferré. El tope es el cielo.
Tambalea todo. Todo se tambalea.
Soy la gota que derramó el vaso y se chorrea.
Todo se tambalea, todo se tambalea.
Soy la gota que derramó el vaso. Todo se tambalea, todo se tambalea.
Tú me rechazaste porque soy tu verdad, y tú no me conoces, tú me rechazaste porque soy tu verdad. Todo lo que hago por ti, aunque tú tengas pena de mí. Yo te conozco desde antes de que la gente creyera que todo lo que tú haces es un proyecto de Dios. Es un proyecto de Dios, es un proyecto de Dios.
Todo se tambalea, todo se tambalea.
Todo lo que yo perdí para llegar hasta aquí, pero en paz no quieren dejar vivir. Todo lo que yo perdí para llegar hasta aquí, no se van a deshacer ya de mí.
Gota a gota y llovió, no creyó hasta que lo vio. Gota a gota y llovió, aguacero con mi flor.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. We just heard a new hip-hop track from the Mexican, but now based in LA, rapper Niña Dios. That was a song called Tambalea, and it featured guest vocals from Lito Pimienta and Ceci Bastida, actually, former vocalist of Tijuana No. And Ernesto, you know, Niña Dios is an interesting MC. She is, in fact, the only openly gay Latina MC in hip-hop, and, you know, very courageous. I remember when she came out on Facebook, she definitely took a lot of flack. I've seen her post some hate mail and stuff she's received, and, you know, it's just really cool to see her doing her own thing without regard to judgment from others.
And continuing with edgy soundscapes, now we're going to go to Cuba. And you know, this is an interesting situation, Josh, because I always feel that when people sort of pay tribute to the classic sound of salsa, we're talking Puerto Rico, New York, it's sort of traditional. This is how it works the best. La Orquesta del Macabeo from Puerto Rico, they played traditional salsa with some sort of contemporary stylings and some innovations, whatnot, but it's still very much traditional, rootsy, based on authenticity. Now, things are very different in Cuba. Cuba is in a constant state of flux. There's always experimentation going on. There's always sort of picking up those decades-old genres like the bolero and the guaracha and the guaguancó and sort of taking them into a new direction and mixing them with electronic and rap and some futuristic recording technology. And I think this is what Orquesta Acocan has done really well. We're going to listen to Mambo Rapidito. This is just a fantastic slice of new millennium Afro-Cuban music. And I think only somebody who's really young could have discovered this song. And I understand that's the case, right? I mean, for us, that we discovered it.
Yes, indeed. A special shout out to KCSN Los Angeles intern Byron Gonzalez for turning us onto that song.
Byron, you have excellent musical taste. So here they are, recorded in Havana, Orquesta Acocan, with the very fast mambo, Mambo Rapidito.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to new music. 2019, already a magical, I would say, musical year, especially when we have artists such as Susi Pirelli. Now, Josh, I recently wrote an article for the LA Times. I started discovering all these bands that we've played here in the show from Buenos Aires, like Amor Elefante and Los Besos. They were these great bands releasing these sort of transcendental albums, you know, some of the genre's best in recent years. And I realized that it was just a coincidence that all these bands were sort of fronted by women, that the feminine perspective was very intense in what they did, both in Los Besos and Amor Elefante. Now, Los Besos vocalist Paula Trama teamed up with the keyboardist of Amor Elefante, Ines Copertino, and they created this duo called Susi Pirelli. We just heard Liza Minnelli. This is a brand new track by Susi Pirelli. And something else that I mentioned in the story that I wrote and when interviewing them is that they have a very sort of different attitude to creating music. They don't record albums or EPs and just release them sort of officially. What they do is they record different songs, different tracks, and they post them on Bandcamp and YouTube as they go. So it's sort of like a very fluid, it's like an ongoing conversation with Susi Pirelli, which I enjoy very much.
And now we're going to go down to Santiago, Chile, to check out an artist known as Adrián Igual. And a friend turned me on to this song, Me Gusta La Noche. And it was funny, you know, the production sounded very reminiscent of the Chilean electro pop artist Alex Anwanter. And I really liked this song. I decided to look up the video, and sure enough, I see Alex Anwanter making a cameo appearance in the video, and I do some more research, and sure enough, Alex Anwanter has actually produced Adrián Igual, which explains a lot and why I probably love this song so much. If you are a fan of electropop like the Pet Shop Boys, you will probably dig this song. Let's take a listen to Adrián Igual and the song Me Gusta la Noche, or I Like the Night.
Para mí.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
Wrapping up an episode devoted to new music, that was Beto Hale from Mexico, based in Southern California. Beto, of course, is a friend of the show, Josh, and I have to say, I just received this disc in the mail. I'm not too crazy about the cover. It's okay, it's elegant. Beto Hale, the album is Orbs of Light. But the content, my friend, it's unbelievable. It's like a classic rock album that was just unearthed or undiscovered. Beto Hale, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, owner of his own recording studio, really knows what he's doing. And we just heard Holding Hands, a song that reminds me a little bit, this is an obscure reference, Josh, but it reminds me of the Canterbury scene in England in the 70s with bands like Caravan and Camel, music that was very sweet, sweetly inflected with great melodies, really something wistful. That was Holding Hands with Beto Hale. Thank you for that, Beto.
And if you like what you've been hearing, please do check out The Latin Alternative on Facebook. You can follow us at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also grab the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative in iTunes or stream us at thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, what if I told you that my favorite live performer of all time at 74 has learned how to use recording software in his computer and has return to the classic sound of his youth?
I would love to hear that, Ernesto, and I have to confess, I have a hard enough time at age 43 figuring out my phone.
Well, it appears that Oscar de Leon, the legendary salsero from Caracas, Venezuela, he figured it out how to build up tracks, how to record his compositions using a computer. And he is returning with a new album. We are going to play the lead single today. Now, Oscar de León in the 70s, it's interesting, he recorded his best-known song, I think it was 1975. This is Llorarás. It's like a classic salsa dance floor scorcher. And that was with La Dimensión Latina, the classic orchestra where he sort of came of age. And it was an orchestra marked by a very strong sense of swing and a lot of trombones, which is really funky stuff. And I'm just overjoyed to know that Oscar de León, who happens to be my favorite performer in concert that I've ever seen, he's returned to that sound. So let's check it out. This is Oscar de León with his brand new song, Mi Anhelo. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Quiero besar tu rica boca y acariciar tu bello cuerpo, y quiero estar en tu pensamiento. Quiero seguir deseando todo eso, voy a bajarte el firmamento. Si acaso tú me lo pidieras, porque yo estoy enamorado y te daría lo que tú quieras. Una quimera, esto tampoco es un capricho, no hay que pensar en utopía, estoy seguro que nos amamos y duraremos toda la vida, y te propongo que nos casemos porque no hay otra que llene mi vida.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.